area of the Joneses, of Huntsville, Carl T. Jones, owned this, or his parents owned this beautiful farm in the middle of this valley, and it was called Jones Valley. And they broke it up into subdivisions, and sections, I should say, sold it, and made more off of it. Carl T. Jones Airport in Huntsville is named after Jones Valley, where that originated. And there are a lot of sections. I named you the most, the ones that would stand out the most, I think.
Where do the middle class people live?
Middle class people are in areas like Whitesburg. They're right there next to. There's certain streets in these sections I just named off too, where you find a lot of middle class people.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of middle class, because you might have one row or one street of houses in Jones Valley that are going for $100,000 right now, and right around the corner you can have houses that are going for $50,000 and $60,000. So it's, you know, it's very evenly distributed, I think, mm-hmm. in those areas.
Does your neighborhood have a name?
Yes, my neighborhood's Mottdale. We live on Mottdale, and the area is Mottdale, and the streets kind of, they go down. There's Mottdale Road that starts it off, Big Cove's right behind that, and you go down in class each time, really.
Oh.
That section's, uh-huh. It's very interesting, but then you have to keep in mind that Huntsville's been very transient in the past few years, and it's caused a lot of the fluctuating in mm-hmm. a lot of these areas, a whole lot. See, IBM, Brown Engineering, all those people have come and gone, and new industries come in, and it just, you know, it really keeps things moving all the time as far as land value and that type thing.
Now, the lower class neighborhoods, are these all on the north side?
Yes, I'd say so.
Are there any that have particular names that you would know of?
It's really hard for me to think of any names to give some of the lower class. This really sounds, I don't mean to sound crude when I say this, but I was raised with this. Pinhook Creek was this old filthy creek that went through Huntsville. I don't know if that was a name, well, that was really the name of it. I guess it really was the name of it. But there was a project in that area, and I can remember as a child, we'd ride by, there would be people standing out in the yard using the bathroom, no clothes, and it was what the people in Huntsville termed Booger Town. I know that sounds horrible to say, but it's really the term that they gave. It was Booger Town. And, as a child, I can just remember my mother saying that we have to feel very sorry for these people. They're not as fortunate as we, and you know, but still, that sticks out in my mind. And there are still some projects. The reason I was saying that, there are still some projects where that area was torn down, and more projects were constructed. And a name that comes to mind is West Huntsville. It's a section in Huntsville. It's just not one of the safest or the better places to be. West Huntsville's one area, and that's the name of it, is West Huntsville, that you wouldn't want to.
Is it the worst part of the city?
It's pretty bad. It's pretty rough as far as class of people is concerned. Butler Terrace is out there, and it's a project that's very run down, and it's got a lot of blacks in it, and just a rough area.
Mm-hmm.
When things happen, they do happen in that area quite frequently.
When you have visitors to come to see you in Huntsville, what are the landmarks that you would take them to see?
The courthouse, the Big Spring Park, Montesano, and of course everyone wants to go to see the Redstone Arsenal and the Space Museum, but you'll find in people that have lived in Huntsville all their life, it's very dull and boring to us, and we don't even like to show them that because they're so fascinated by the rockets and all that, and you know, it's something we were raised with, so we just don't even showing things like that. I think another thing that people really enjoy seeing in Huntsville are the beautiful churches, because we do have some very, very old churches with beautiful original stained glass that's in them, and that's always very interesting to people.
How old are they?
Well, way back into the early 1800s. I don't know if that sounds early.